yo.
Poor Gary.
We live, man. We live, man.
What's up with it?
Much.
What's up, boy? TV.TV decade wrap up. What's up with it, man? What is nigga Gary, man? Golly, dog. Just invited this nigga, man.
Literally said ready.
Golly, man. Yeah, where you at, man? Somebody hop in the chat. Tell that nigga come on, man.
I'm finna boot him from the chat. What's the point of having him?
I tell you. Yeah, this nigga just said ready.
Just said ready. Now, I ain't trying to get a bonus out real quick. That phone probably have a technical
difference. Nigga goofy, man. Before he even get here, what y'all want to start with? Y'all want to start with the list or start with something else and get that out the way?
You know, he got takes on everything, though, so he'll I'm saying he'll jump in on anything.
No, I'm saying what you want to start with, Trey?
Well, the playoffs just ended, man. We got to go ahead and do the Super Bowl predictions. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah!
What's
going on? What's up with you, man?
I'm gonna get this podcast going, nigga. I'll work at 4 o'clock for the next 3 weeks, so I'm trying to get as many episodes as I can, man.
Part time for the next 3 weeks.
Nigga, I'm full time, ho.
You part time at that buffet, my nigga. You getting big out here.
Yeah, you can't. Broke niggas are small.
That's true. My boy Trey had baby fat, went to the military, got slim. And got happy, got married, got gained more weight.
I seen some more. There's some fat broke niggas out here.
Hey, join the club, Trey. You know, big boys in. We always in. You know what I'm saying? It's winter time. Shit. I was out here getting the cold.
I don't join no club, including Gary. My team's making playoffs.
Nigga, shit, y'all might get washed the first week.
Hey,
man, y'all might fuck around and lose to the Titans, and the Titans trash me.
Y'all might fuck around and make the never
mind. I don't play the woulda, coulda, shoulda. We didn't make it, so we'll make it next year.
Who gonna win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, I really don't, bro. I got the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl in the AFC. And for some reason, I'm going with the Saints. I know, you know, I don't trust them to be on the road.
The Chiefs versus the Saints. Who you got, Avante?
49ers versus the Ravens.
That's a rematch, man.
Rematch.
Yeah.
A few years back with Cap and Ray Lewis now. When Beyonce performed and it went black for like 15 minutes.
That was 2 hours.
They lost. Yeah, it was for a minute. That's crazy, bro. I remember that.
San Francisco had all the momentum.
Everybody was just sitting around like, bro.
What year was
what
that?
We finna do?
I think I was in the Army. I ain't sure.
2012?
Yeah, 2012. I mean, I was in basic training. I didn't get to see the Super Bowl. Yeah, I missed all that.
2012, yeah.
You didn't realize crazy, it was 2 hours. It was a 2 hour delay, bro.
Y'all just watching a black just TV shit. Screen or like some broadcast kind of thing.
It was like certain parts of the stadium had went black, but most of like some of the field had went black.
Yeah, it still had people.
And then I think right after that, Jacoby Jones ran a kickoff back, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking like right at like literally it was like Gary said 49ers said all the momentum that happened and then as soon as the kickoff that nigga Jacoby Jones ran that boy
yeah back. That's what fucked them over. They had all the momentum, bro. Then you sitting around for 2 hours.
That's
and then after that it was crazy. Then they end up getting it down to like the five.
Yeah,
at the end of the game.
Do y'all think that was pass interference, though?
I remember that. I think it. I feel like I was, I thought it was, but I can't remember. With social, with how crazy social media is now, though, that would be like, bro, it would be like 10 times now. It was big then. Like, Twitter was around then, but it's nothing like it is now, bro. It would be like crazy if that. Imagine a Super Bowl ending like that this year. It would be crazy. I asked Vontae, didn't I? Oh, he said, who he said? Oh, he did. He's, that's how we started. Okay, I got Cowboy. I mean, I got
trolling.
I hold the Ravens and the Chiefs like neck and neck. Like, I feel Chiefs, like when they play, it's gonna
the Chiefs beat the Ravens this year.
Yeah, they did, but I mean. It will be back in Baltimore if they play in the AFC Championship.
That was without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. So, I got to choose. It's going to be between one of them. I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. I'm sorry, Chiefs. Everybody, the nigga said the Ravens got the flu right now. Lamar and a couple other niggas got the flu. So even though that's weeks away, I'm gonna just go with the Chiefs because they peaking at the right time, like. They going up right when you need to be. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs versus I hate the Saints. I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Do you trust Jimmy, though?
So I think with their run game and with their play designs, Kyle Shanahan gets – his play designs is so difficult to deal with. Debo, Samuel peaking right now, Kittle – I don't think Jimmy going to have to do nothing. He's not going to have to throw 50 passes and throw for 500 yards. I think their offense is designed so well that he going to get niggas open and their run game is good. So, I think I don't think it's nothing crazy. I think he could do enough to get them to the Super Bowl. I think he a Super Bowl.
So, Jimmy is basically Alex Smith with steroids.
You could say it like that. Alex Smith was good enough. The Chiefs could have – they could have went to the Super Bowl.
That was Andy Reid.
Their defense was just complete garbage. Yeah, so they could have went, you know. But yeah. So that's what I got. So if we get a Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl, I think everybody would be happy because that's offense right there. That's firepower.
Luke,
you feel me? So
why everybody overlooking Green Bay? They're number one seed.
What?
They are, and everybody got to go there. I think
you see how they look yesterday?
They look so better, look bad, bro. Like, they even look bad, bro. Like, it's weird. Like, they didn't have some games. They played the Redskins, and they was looking bad. Like, Aaron Rodgers just do not look the same, bro. Like, the only advantage they got is, like, a team like the Saints having to come up there. Or the 49ers having to come up there and play them in that cold. Yeah, and it mess around in snow or something.
You're absolutely right.
That's the only advantage they'll have. But as a team, I don't think they better than the 49ers. I don't think they better than even the Saints, really. I don't think so.
I just want one quick question, guys. How do y'all feel about that pass interference from last night in the Seahawks-Niners game that didn't get called?
They told that on NFL Network or something?
I ain't
seen.
They said the NFL reviewed and said it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough evidence.
No, I'm saying did the game air on NFL Network or something?
No, it's on. It was on NBC.
I looked at every channel. I couldn't find a game. I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it was on China 5, NBC.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but I think it was pass interference. But of course they're not going. It's like the refs, once they call something, even with these challenges and stuff, these niggas don't be want to change it. So, What's the point of a challenge?
I was reading something,
just random research stuff. It was like when you're a referee, if you call something, it's more stuff for basketball. When you call something, you make it illegal. Even though you don't think it was a charge, you call it, brother, what's the real hard after the charge?
But at the same time, like, these niggas get great. These niggas get graded. So if it is the wrong call, like, you get graded. Like, that's how certain refs make it to the Super Bowl and stuff. Well, the best graded refs.
Review, though, you got people up in New York, Gene Steratore, saying it's like they're not overturning it. You got people with another view. Right. Not overturning it, though,
Yeah, it's iffy. It's iffy. But Super Bowl predictions. I think this is going to be an interesting playoffs. I think both sides are going to be interesting, even though I think we know that. I mean, no. Because, I mean, again, can we pick – Trey, it's, you ain't even picked yet. What am I saying? Now that I was just finna say something about the Patriots. You ain't picked, nigga.
Y'all don't want to hear what I got to say.
Nah, I want to hear it because I want to hear you convince me that the Patriots going.
I need 60 seconds, 4 minutes.
Regular. Okay.
We lost to the Texans.
What the fuck making all that damn noise?
Some bad call. What? Yeah, can I even talk? I feel like there was some bad calls. You know, the pick up the fumble and they blew it dead and some other stuff. And all kinds of people. I feel like we should have beat the Texans. Kansas City was a bad beat. Baltimore, we weren't expecting that. You know, it happened. We lost 4 games. That ain't bad. But I feel like the position we're in the playoffs, even though we're not in the box. Tennessee coming to us is that's a W. I mean, we lost to the Dolphins, yeah, with us. That's a W. We got to go to Baltimore, go to Kansas City, and just shock the crap up. Josh McDaniels got to do some crazy stuff. I don't trust Kansas City defense still, and I still don't trust Lamar in the playoffs yet. He ain't showed me nothing yet. Bill Belichick in that position where it's like, hey, this is your time, bro. Like, what you going to do? We wild card this year. I feel like we can slide past one. I feel like we slide past Baltimore.
I could slide out this. Stuff. Yeah, I could slide out.
Seattle for a rematch.
I was just gonna slide out.
That's why.
So you got them. You got the Patriots going to the Super Bowl.
I did.
And then who you got on the other side?
Russell Wilson. Okay. He always doing something crazy.
But I think Seattle got too many people hurt right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 3 people
hit. What record they finished at? I can't remember.
The Seahawks?
The thing is, I don't trust Seattle or San Francisco. I don't know what it is about Garoppolo, and I know the defense is this bad. I don't know, man. And the same thing about Green Bay. They're just too inconsistent to me. They just don't know. I just don't know. You know what you're going to win? You're going to get. You know, 20 points, that's it. 18 points and some defense. You know, it's Tom Brady struggling. You're going to get that. But I just don't know.
So if that happened, you got two wild card teams making the run.
Yeah.
That would be like unprecedented, pretty much.
I think Seattle's a good wild card. You just happen to be that you got, you know, that division.
Them two losses to them, they lost to the Rams and the Cardinals hurt Seattle.
Yeah, you shouldn't have lost to the Cardinals. I mean, yeah, but it happens, though. Like, we should have lost the Dolphins yesterday. We should have lost the Dolphins yesterday, but, you know, whatever.
Man, Devontae Parker was eating me, y'all. He made Gilmore look bad.
Our best defensive player to step up, throw a back shot, high fade. Gilmore just went looking at it. How many
yards Parker had last
shout
night?
Shout out to Devontae Parker.
I don't know. He had like 6 catches for 30 yards. That big one.
Yeah, like 130, I think.
That's he balled this year and got paid.
Yeah, everybody was thinking he was going to be a bust.
He has the talent, but it's just something about Miami, dog.
I think even last year, I think Kansas City was more talented than us with Mahomes, MVP, and whatever, and we went there and beat them. Somehow we throw a couple trick plays in and keep that defense on the road. I don't know. I just still see somehow it gets pulled out. I don't say we win the bowl, but I feel like we can get through the AFC. It's possible. I mean, I don't just – I don't count up like the Titans and just say, no, you ain't. You're not going to make it. Kind of thing. Or like the Eagles, you know, just not going to make it at all. But.
Shit, the Eagles can use your ass at wide receiver right now.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
Shit, he's the threat.
Yeah, the Browns can use you at head coach right now.
Oh, yeah. I'll do a horrible job and get paid. Fire me all you want. I'll take that little check.
So who Dallas
hires
for head coach? Urban Meyer, who's
going to
be?
I'm going with Lincoln Riley or the D coordinator for San Francisco.
We can't even get that right. So who knows? We might keep Jason. I don't know. I don't expect that to happen. But again, I don't know what the hell we're doing. I don't know what we got going on.
Is he really fired or is that just a rumor?
They said it was a rumor. They said he was and they said it's a rumor. But. When stuff like that happens, yeah, like That happened with Doug Marrone with the Jaguars. After the game, they was like, he gonna be fired, all that. Then the reports come out, no, he's not. They gotta talk. But 99% of the time, when it's like that, it do get leaked. They just didn't want it to leak like that. They wanted to be able to talk to him face to face, all that. It didn't do it. So I feel like that happened like 99% of the time. Like, you get leaked, somebody get to talking, it come out, they say they fired, and then they say, well, no, they not, because they just want to be able to talk to them themselves. And then he's going to be fired on Tuesday. So, yeah, that's
Jason
it.
Garrett, Dallas Cowboys part ways. What's he going to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Is that?
They want to stay. He ain't parting ways.
So, Super Bowl picks. I had a little NBA talk for us, talk about Russ. Ain't nothing really too crazy going on in the NBA right now. So, if y'all want to get you the list, we can.
Who won? Lakers or Mavs?
Lakers won, you know, them little niggas. I feel like the Mavs is like the Thunder in, like, 2011 when the Lakers were still, like, the Lakers. And you had these up-and-coming niggas like, oh, these niggas dangerous. But it's just levels. They just not on that level yet. It's levels to it.
Yeah.
And Luka and them just not. They just ain't on that. They'll come.
They still got to add talent, some more talent to it.
They got to add talent.
Luka
and Kristaps, I think. You got your two.
Oh, real quick though, I feel like Vontae is controversial. So do you got the Titans beating the Patriots?
Yup.
See, I knew it.
I think they're gonna run the ball with Henry. They're gonna control the clock. I just see it happening, bro.
Okay. 8.5 times out of 10. Run the ball from the clock ain't gonna work on our defense.
What?
But they got it explosive. I agree with that. I definitely agree. But AJ Brown done look explosive. So they got a nigga like Devontae Parker who could score a 50-yard touchdown and bang. It's like, okay. And they could run the ball.
And I give some kind of supernatural boost to the Dolphins for just being a division rival. I just feel like it was time for them to beat us that year. I mean, it's stupid as it sounds, but I just feel like this is different. Even though the game has just as much behind it because it's a playoff game, I just don't feel like the Titans have that kind of fuel to beat us.
It won't be a blowout. Like, it won't be like kill. I think y'all would just win just because y'all have the better coaching and y'all end up winning by 2 points, 3 points because of that fight advantage.
But like I said, nothing too crazy. We're not going to go score 40 points.
The playoff game is a blowout.
Yeah.
Kind of. Almost.
I got one NBA thing to talk about. Just one. I think it was like a few weeks ago that somebody, Trae Young, was mad he losing in Atlanta. Like, how hard is it to win in the East, bro? Like, somebody ain't getting it right.
You said
a few weeks ago, I saw that a report that said Trae Young was tired of losing and Atlanta was frustrated. So I'm just saying, like, how hard is it to win in the East? Like, you know, they got enough talent.
You just got to have talent. And they got a bunch of young niggas. And remember, John Collins had got suspended 25 games. Yeah. So that combined, they just young and don't really have much, and Trae frustrated. He got to deal with that like Kobe did. That putting up numbers, that T-Mac, obviously, like putting up numbers, and you putting up numbers, and you just don't got enough niggas to help you. Like
Smush Parker,
Parker. It shouldn't be that hard to win 40 games in the East, bro. You just need like one veteran, maybe two, to help Atlanta out. Get them niggas off Instagram and shit and get into the gym some more. Shit, they can win 40 games.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, we done got the little NBA NFL out the way. Unless y'all wanted to actually pick the games. But other than that, I mean, we picked the Super Bowl. If y'all wanted to pick the games.
I'm good with the game pick. Let's get to that home.
Okay, well, let's get to it. Decade wrap up. We here.
Where's Tevin?
Top. I invite that nigga, but he ain't come. He probably working out on Facebook, getting talked bad to.
Getting chewed out.
Getting embarrassed. Getting embarrassed. So yeah, so we can top 10 albums, our favorite albums, not, you know, universal top 10. As we discussed, I don't listen to Kendrick, so I know he got great albums. Yes, so gotcha. But it's still, even if I did listen to him, it was still, you know, we could still do our favorite versus these are great, you know, well, top 10.
But it's hard to be subjective if you don't listen to it, because Kendrick is also asterisk for me. I'm sure Good Kid, M.A.A.D City was a great album, but I only listened to like Money Trees and a couple other songs. I can't be fair. I know some
good songs, but I haven't listened. I know real hip hop heads, a bunch of them that put 2 to 3 Kendrick albums in the top 10. So hey, I understand. I know he a great rapper. He's just not my cup of tea. I just don't listen to that nigga like that. So
I have that exact same view. If I figure out how list would be very similar, I think we got 8 of 10 on the list. So I look at it. Yeah.
So who want to go first?
Go. Thank God.
All right,
shut your ass up, Tebby.
But
I don't really got no particular order, but you know, I'll go with Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. Like, is my number one. That was just fucking dope. We got Crit Was Here. I think we can count that as an album, right?
Well, I didn't put it in mine because we said we was doing mixtapes, but it's cool.
I feel like it was an album. You know, Crit was cool on that, you know, a Def Jam shit, and they fucking his albums up. So I consider everything that Crit dropped as an album to me. So that was like great, because me and Lou used to always bump like Big Crit, and that was like still my favorite to this day. It's still Blast and Crit Was Here. This one might come to a surprise to most of y'all, but Jesus Peace by The Game, I remember, like, I ain't listened to that nigga album since the documentary. I was like, oh, he dropped something called Jesus Peace, and that shit was actually fucking good. The lyrics was better.
Yep.
He actually had some joints on there. I thought that was, and it lasted, so I bumped that for a while. I got My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, the last album I bought from Kanye, and I don't fuck with Kanye no more, but that's the last album I got from him. They got Forest Hills Lane by J. Cole. I remember I went to the store and bought his album, Kendrick, Pimple, Butterfly, and Crit out. But Forest Hills Lane got the most knock in my car. Then we have To Pimp a Butterfly, my second Kendrick album. It took me 3 or 4 listens to truly understand that album, and it was fucking fantastic. I got Pinata by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. I know a lot of y'all niggas probably never heard it, but if you ever just, it may not be our cup of tea, but just listen to a few tracks, it's worth the listen. I got Blank Face by Schoolboy Q, which might be another surprise for most of y'all. That album was banging. I got My Name Is My Name by Pusha T. I got A Lot of Run. I know a lot of niggas gonna say it's a classic album. I don't really consider a lot of joints classic albums, but it's up there as like one of the top of the decade to me, lyrically and everything.
What was
like
that? What was that?
And
you talking about My
Name? And another sleeper, you know, people might not also artists that might y'all might not listen to, but that Childish Gambino because of the internet was fucking good. That's my list.
All right, let me ask you something here.
Yeah.
If for all the hip hop people heads, for anybody listening to any kind of hip hop music, and you don't care what kind of music they listen to, what kind of bias they have, what's the one album that you think that if they left off their list, they're stupid?
I got past that point because I'm not a teenager no more. But I'll say Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
I figured you're just gonna say that.
Yeah, that's like the most. That's like the most like typical one.
You like it? Don't matter what you listen to. You gotta. That's the one. You know.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Even if you don't like, you'd be like, damn, that nigga Luke got some joints on that bitch. It's good. But I understand.
All right, speaking of that goes to my second question. Which one of those albums have the most classics on them? Like, I'm not going to say radio jams or club songs, but like timeless songs, like, you know.
Shit. Damn, that's a good. That is a great question. But one of the most classics might be shit. Might be out of Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, and the Forest Hills Lane.
Yeah, I like that too.
Hey, can y'all hear me, bro? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay. Okay. I'm...
Who next?
All right, Lou. The one said, "Can you hear me? What's up, Lou?"
No, I was just making sure. I was just making sure y'all can hear me. Because my thing had fell out.
I want to hear Ludo.
But you want to hear mine already?
you are Trey. Whichever one of y'all want to go? I want to go third.
Go, Lou. All
right, I'll go. All right, bet. So
be prepared to back up your stuff. I'm asking you questions, too.
No order. No order.
Let me find you on the list. Okay, I found you.
But what I got? I got Jay-Z, of course, 444. I feel like that was the first time we ever heard Jay be vulnerable.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think that like that album is important. It's a classic.
Yeah.
The beat's a classic. What he preaching is classic. Trying to teach young black niggas how to be better, how to do better financially, mentally, all that. So coming out about the cheating, all that, that was a big album.
That was his grown up album.
Grown up, super, super duper grown old album. Then I got Forest Hill Drive, of course. That's cold. Really ain't got to say. That's that album that belongs in somebody top 10. You do a top 10 for the decade, it got to be up there.
Yeah.
That's one of the, one of the greatest rappers currently. Best album got to be, you know, in your top 10, I feel like, if you listen to him, so, but then I got Born Sinner, I got Cole Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
No bias, I feel like that was a good album. I love that album. Also, like, most of these albums, they could put you in a place and time.
Yeah.
I feel like that definitely helped an album be classic when you can listen to it and be like, dang, nigga, I remember this listening to, in college playing PS3, you know what I'm saying, 2K. I vividly remember the moment in time listening to this, jamming. So that definitely, let's see. Then I got Based on a True Story, 2 Chainz. Like, 2 Chainz finally broke out from Titty Boy, did his rebrand to 2 Chainz. Yeah. He was popping a little bit before this. He got some buzz going. And he came through with a fire debut album. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was fire. Like,
hey,
it was fire. It stood out.
One question, Lou.
Yeah.
You're missing one artist off your list, bro.
Hold on. Let me finish first. Because the people don't know yet. The people don't know. So that's 4.
Uh-huh.
All right, so 5. This is not no order. I'm just saying. 5. I got Wale.
Mm-hmm.
Ambition. Classic album. Classic joints. Jams. He got the classics. He got the, like, That Way. All that with the Jeremiah hook. All that. He got the classics. He got good songs. It flow. Then I got Wale, the album About Nothing. Another classic album. He got the jams. He got everything. I feel like he definitely is one of the underrated lyricists of the current niggas, like the Meeks, Cole, Wale, Drake's, Kendrick's. He's definitely underrated, but he's still up there. That's 6. So 7, I'm going off the top of the dome. I ain't even looking at my list. Who else I have? I mean, I might as well look at it. Let me see. I was trying to do it without looking so I could be like, hey, these was classic.
Oh, yeah.
So then we got 2 Drakes. Then we got 2 Drakes. We got Take Care, and then we got Nothing Was the Same. Take Care with the whole Weekend vibe that he put on it. His imprints is all over the album. And even, I mean, not taking away from Drake, but you just know the Weekend was in the studio with him for a lot of those tracks. You can tell, and they everything came on fire from front to back, played through, no skipping. And that was definitely one of my criteria for like this top 10. If I had to, one of these albums got a song I don't like, so that's 2 Drakes.
I know
that put me at what? So then we get to, so then Nothing Was the Same, another good album all the way through, front to back. Play it, start with Tuscan Leather, Set It Off. First time you heard that was like, oh, this nigga spitting. And this beat is crazy as hell, boy. Like, it was just wild. Front to back, had Jay on there again, finally, like, getting Jay back, you know, like, that was big for me, so Nothing Was the Same. Then we got Watch the Throne, my nigga Jay, my favorite rapper ever, one of my favorite rappers still, but he done slid down the list, Kanye. That nigga done slid. He done slid. Like, at a point in time, it was Jay, then, like, Kanye was, like, third, but then Crit and Cole came, and it was like, yeah, this nigga over. but yeah, Watch the Throne was just like, I mean, when they dropped that, when it was like rumors, and then when they finally dropped Otis, it was like, nigga,
the samples, bro, samples on that album.
The samples, like Kanye went and Just Blaze and all them niggas was able to put their stamp on it. It was like, bro, this is classic. I remember going to Best Buy, getting the album. Even the album cover is cold. Like, it came in like this gold case. Like, it was just cold. It was just cold. Everything about the album's cold, front to back. Jay and Kanye still spitting together. Like, phenomenal, nigga. Phenomenal.
Who left?
Oh, we lost Fonte. He could jump back. I said the thing. Then we got My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, of course.
Right.
Fonte,
yeah, good? Yeah. Devil in a Blue Dress. Go hard.
Yes, bro. You know what I'm saying? That was that Ross feature, that breakdown, but with the guitars before Ross come in was
then the Blame Game was cold.
That was cold too. It started, you heard Nicki talking, this like, nigga, why is, I mean, Nicki was hot, so it was like, okay, Nicki, she sound funny, but it's Nicki, whatever. Okay, this is kind of iffy. And then it come into the beat, and it's just like, okay, nigga, this is crazy. And of course, me and Trey know the day, the time, when that dropped, like, that was definitely one of the ones that stood out, like, nigga, we was doing this. Mm. We was at this point in our lives when it dropped, like, front to back. This is the one where I got a song I don't like, Coming to America.
Yeah, I knew it.
I just didn't like that song. Like, I don't know, like, I even tried to go back and listen. I just never cared for that song. I always, that was the last song on the album, right? I think it was. So I never made it to the last. I would always get to, I think Blame Game was before that. I would always stop right there. And I think that, oh, and then my last one.
Crizzle.
Yeah. Forever is a Mighty Long Time. One of my favorite rappers, best album, had to put it in here. Like I told Gary, I would have put Crit Was here, but that was kind of mixtape, you know, so I didn't put it in here, but that definitely would have made it if we was doing. But that's definitely one of the top mixtapes of the decade, nigga. So that's my top 10, bro. It's a different top 10 than a lot of niggas, I'm sure it would be, but those my favorites. I had a bunch, nigga. I started just listening to the albums. I was like, man, bro, I got like 15, 20 albums I could have put in there, bro. All right. It's crazy. All right,
Lou, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Of these albums that you named, your top 10, which album did you listen to the most, as you could say? Which one stayed in your tape deck, your PS3, in the TV the most, on your iPod, whatever?
It might be Forest Hills Drive. Maybe. But that might just stand out because at that time, it was when you was first able to put Spotify. You was able to listen to Spotify while you play the PS4. Yeah. So like around that time is when it started, when you could do that. So, nigga, I'm jamming that, you know what I'm saying, while I'm on the game. Of course, you could listen to it like on your phone or through your speakers, but it was like, nigga, this is big. Like, you ain't never been able to play music on the game, from the game. Like, so able to do that. So it kind of stand out because of that. But the Crit, the J, I mean, Watch the Throne, that's when I kind of first started driving. So that was in my CD deck forever. But
I see you got two freshman albums on here. Ambition and Based on the True Story. Which one of those two is better?
Ambition, Based on the True Story. Ambition. Well, that's not Wale's first album. Wale had dropped his first album in 2011. It had that Lady Gaga song on there, Chilling. But just to compare the two, probably have to go with, dang, that's tough. Probably have to go with Ambition because it was just so crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't take nothing from 2 Chainz because, again, he came out the gate. Like, he had to deliver. Like, how hot he was, it was like, okay, nigga, like, you dropped this album, it better be cold. And then he dropped the birthday song and No Lie. It was like, all right, bro, like, 2 Chainz is for real. Like, this is for real.
I was trying to say Wale's first Maybach music group, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, yeah, yeah. That is the first one with them. Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. First one with. So it was kind of like a rebrand, you could say. So that would make them similar in that instance.
Yeah, because
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz had the Runners. What was it called? Who? Play a Circle. That's what it was. Okay. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the rebrand sense, I guess I was trying to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lou, I got a question.
Yeah.
Like, you forgot to put the artist that had the most biggest impact on you in 20 around that time. K-Camp, bro. K-Camp had you blast that song for 2 nights straight. That was the birth of Ciroc, Lou. That, I don't know what that nigga was listening to that song. Listeners out there, our fans, me and Lou was roommates for 3 years. That nigga played that damn song for 2 nights straight.
That money, baby. Like, bro, like, if we did like a top 50 songs of the decade, that would definitely be in mind. Like, I don't know what it was about that song, nigga. I just love that boy.
That nigga heard that shit at the club. That nigga played that shit 2 nights straight.
I don't know what it was. I was like, nigga, this song's so fire. I listened to that boy like 14 times in a row, nigga. Just playing the game.
His money, man. I was like, God damn.
I don't know why I like that song so much.
Paid
song
this fine, nigga bro. How much he played that damn song, man.
Hell yeah, K-Camp owe me money. that's before the streaming, though. That's straight download for illegal. I had all the jams.
Trey said we
had everything.
Trey said we would have had to run the fade if you played that song that many times, y'all. Yeah,
bro, it was wild, bro. But yeah, man, that's my top 10, man. I got like so real quick. I want to give a shout out to the top R&B albums. I don't want to go without mentioning them because I had some R&B albums that I was gonna put in mind, but it was kind of like. You did too? What you say? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I think Trey phone kind of messing up.
They say he connected right now.
Trey.
Yeah, his phone messing
he
up.
Must he got back, so.
Yeah, I know you mean with the R&B albums, like in them soul albums. Here, I could have came with a team.
So I did a little list of the top R&B albums. So I got some on here that I put down. Like I had to put them. Not that I listened to them every day or they hit me like that. But it was like, all right, nigga, these was too fire. Like they had everything. You couldn't just not put them just because. You know, I didn't listen to him. I know that's kind of contradictory of me not putting Kendrick in my favorites, but I wanted to make sure I gave the R&B the right love. So I got Lemonade, Beyonce.
Damn.
Like, that was crazy. It's Reasons. Like, basically telling on Jay-Z, like, what this nigga really did from, you know, all we saw was Salons getting on him in a elevator to it's like, what the hell going on? So, full circle of okay, this is why that was going on.
All right.
Then I got Beyonce. That's when she like dropped out of nowhere. Like everybody was just chilling. Beyonce came out of nowhere, just dropped the album. Everybody went crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it came out of nowhere. Didn't nobody know. it didn't leak. It didn't do nothing. Like, just out of nowhere, she dropped the album. Then I got Anti-Rihanna. Like, that was classic, front to back. Like, she had a bunch of jams on there. Then I started getting into some of the ones. Oh, then I got SZA. That's another one I had to put, that Control album. That was fire. Yep. Then I got Solange, Seat at the Table. That's another one I had to put. That's fire. Then I really got more than 10, but I'm going to start running through them because it's more. I got Indigo and Royalty from Chris Brown. I got Shea Butter Baby from Ari Lennox. I got 4275 from Jacquees. I got Trip from Janae Aiko. I got Chicks Tape 5 from Tory Lanez.
Does it count as R&B?
I got Keep That. Huh?
Do it even count?
I still do. I put him in R&B. I really don't want to. It's hard to get into like. He do it good though. He do his thing. He know how to mix it and his. I mean, what he be doing to old tracks is just crazy, bro. Like he do his thing. Then I got Keep That Same Energy from Teyana Taylor. Then I got Trap Soul, Bryson Tiller. Yeah. I got Over It from Summer Walker, classic. I got Trilogy from The Weeknd.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite.
I'm almost. Man, that goes without saying. He changed the whole genre with that. That nigga.
I got that shit. OD'd I still got that shit.
That, like, he OD'd on that. Then I got East Atlanta Love Letter from 6LAC. I got Sam Smith in The Lonely Hour. Like, that nigga literally had, like, 5 number one albums on that. I mean, 5 number one songs on the album. Like, it was crazy.
Hey, you know, you listen to that nigga.
And then I got... I mean, he had too much, bro. You couldn't, I mean, that Stay With Me and then like 3-4 other songs he had, like you had to hear him, bro. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't,
yeah,
it
was
one
him.
Of them ones, it's like, bro, you can't even get away from it. Like he had, that was a classic. And then I got Trigger from Trey Songz. So that's, I wanted to make sure I showed some love to the R&B. That's the top albums that I feel like from the decade.
I feel you on that. I like that.
Trey,
hello? I guess it's still. I guess Trey phone's still messed up.
But what artists I want to shout out real quick? I'm not going to go into it, but I'm going to just shout out my boy Sir from the TDE camp for dropping Chasing Summer, which I think was one of the best albums of the year, R&B wise. That album was fucking dope. I know Lou likes to listen to R&B, so I'm like, you should just check him out on your little Google, on your what the Apple Music you got. That album was dope, bro. Got some vibes on
there.
Yeah,
bro, we Google Play.
Yeah.
Google Play till I die.
Yeah, go ahead and check out The Chasing Summer by Sir, bro. You and your wife will love that album, bro.
Vontae, it's on you.
Yeah, you want to be third, nigga. Welcome back.
That nigga left me.
Nah, he just closed it. He gonna come back. He said he could hear us, but we couldn't hear him.
Yo, y'all, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Bro, I heard Lou, I heard everything you said, Lou. I was commenting and everything.
Yeah, you should have been closed it and come back. What was you saying, though?
No, I was trying to tell you, my phone connected to my Bluetooth in my truck, so that's why I couldn't hear y'all. I had to cut it.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah, I just had to name them R&B albums because I wanted to make sure I showed them love.
Nah, it's Trigger. Is that the one with Neighbors on My Name or whatever?
Nah, that was before that. Trigger is the one with
Smartphone?
He don't really have smartphone. Yeah. That whole album was OD. Like that nigga went off on there. That nigga went off, bro. and then a couple. I just want to make sure I say a couple of honorable mentions. Like I had Championships, Marshall Mathers LP 2. Dirty Sprite 2, Invasion of Privacy, that Cardi album. Nigga, I could have put Dolph. Like, Dolph got 7 albums or mixtapes that I could have put. That's my nigga, but he really didn't fit nowhere. Yeezus, that I Am CD from Gotti with the jams on there. I know. Like, that was classic. That album was classic. Documentary 2 from The Game. I love that. Pretty Girls Like Trap Music from 2 Chainz. Wow, That's Crazy, Wale new album. Dark Sky Paradise from Big Sean, Isla from Kevin Gates, Seen It All from Jeezy, and My Name Is My Name from Pusha. Like, those was albums that was – I got a bunch more, but I didn't want to put all of them. But those are some of the ones that that could have slid right in there for me, but I ain't had no room.
real quick. What's up, Gary?
Gear?
What you say, Gear?
His phone going, bro.
His phone tripping. So, Trey, Vontae, it's on one of y'all, bro.
Vontae say you want to go third.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, go, Gear.
Well, yeah, he in here?
Gear. His phone probably going in and out.
Yeah, probably go. So. Yeah, these ain't in those. Shit, hold on. It's in the order. Let me find my list.
You still good, Trey?
Everybody connects. I can't hear none either.
You can't hear
Us?
Y'all going in and out now.
What about now?
You good now.
I can hear y'all.
You can't hear Vontae?
Yeah, I did a while ago, yeah.
Nope. Vontae, yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Gary?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Vontae, it's on you, bro.
Somebody just left.
Gary, he'll be
like out. In no particular order, like Jesus, peace. I think me and Gary, because you didn't say that, right, Lou?
I didn't, but that was one of that. That could have been on mine. That was a fire right album. Back. That album was fire.
Like, are niggas talking about. Yeah. To this day, like I said.
I can't hear
nothing Vontae
saying right now.
Shit.
What the hell?
Vontae.
Is Vontae talking?
I think he's talking. He don't know.
I can't hear him.
Hello, we're getting that.
I always got on our laptop and Skype, man. That's what's going to be the best thing.
We're good. We're good.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, yeah.
So y'all can't hear me at all?
We can hear you now.
Now you good. I can hear you now.
Yeah, well, I was saying, like I said, the first one, Jesus Peace, I still listen to that to this day. I was listening to that last night on the way to work this morning. Lil Jon, I'm talking to right now. I had her gotten turned on to Jesus Peace.
What's your favorite song on there?
Which one? Pray with him, J. Cole, and I can't think of the third guy's name.
That's a classic.
I like Church too, like the Kevin Hart at the end. It was funny. Like I like the whole album, bro. Him and Ye. Let's go next. Victory Loud with Nil. I like the track with him and last time I checked. But y'all don't fuck with Nil, right? I know Gary.
I ain't gonna lie, before he died, I didn't listen to nothing. You know, whatever you want. I didn't really, you know, give him the time. I got a bunch of music that I listen to, and sometimes I don't fit everybody in there.
Right.
I was like, eventually I'll get to him. Then when he passed, I was like, dang, bro. And I went back, and I done found like 4 or 5 tracks from him easily, quickly, that I liked. So,
yeah, I mean, my favorite on that album is Rap Niggas of Court. I like Last Time I Checked. Blue Laces 2, Hustle and Motivate, Grinding All My Life. Like, I like that whole album, bro.
You know,
Hustle and
Motivate
was one of the albums.
Huh? Double check out that album.
Wait, one time, Gear?
I said Double Up. That was my favorite song off that album.
Yeah. I like Double Up too.
Double Up and Hustle and Motivate was both the ones I listened to, and it was quick. Like, oh, yeah, these fire. Yeah.
Hello.
You good, Vontae? Yeah.
Somebody driving like a motherfucker.
That's me.
Now, this nigga Vontae stuff keep going in and out, bro.
That nigga in the boondocks, bro.
Nah, bro. I got full service. Y'all can't hear me?
Hey,
now we can. Make sure you in a good spot, though, bro.
Now, I think what happened, bro, because I'm trying to go back and, like, look at certain stuff, and when I'm not in the app, I guess that's when it, like...
If you leave out of the app, you got to come back quick, or it's going to mess up.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening. But like I said, I said, Pusha T, My Name Is My Name. I said, Lou know about that. Used to have that on repeat.
Yeah, me... So, like, I think that's when Gary was, like, making CDs...
Yeah,
you remember that game?
Yeah, I used to burn it like I used to have like I used to push it on CDs and put it in my car.
So you made
My Name Is My Name for you.
It was the mixtape before that. The mixtape before he dropped that. What was that mixtape?
King Push.
Yeah. I think you had made that for me.
Yeah. I remember one time Vontae got in my car and I had my shit on full blast. I didn't know that first track of My Name came on. That nigga jumped. That shit came on louder than a bitch. That's still one of my favorite tracks out of the way the beat was.
Yeah, I let Vontae finish. But, yeah, that definitely stand out because we all started listening to it at the same time and in college. So, yeah, that definitely stand out.
Yeah.
One of them classics. Yeah. It's on you, Vontae, bro.
All right. I have made a mistake on my list. I had put the Carter 4, but I'm going to substitute that out.
Why you say that's a mistake?
I'm for Dummy Boy by 6ix9ine.
What, nigga?
What?
I was just playing. I like it. People have their opinions on the Carter 4, bro. I like it. I like Blunt Blowing, She Will, So Special. Like, I'll sit in my room and just listen to So Special on repeat, bro. Like,
you like President Carter?
Like President Carter, it's good. Mirrors, like I like the album, bro.
Yeah, that album definitely stand out because we used to be riding around listening to that. But like I told y'all, How to Hate was the only song I liked on that whole album. How to Hate.
Yeah,
I just feeling it, but I feel you.
Of course, I listen now. Drake albums, I don't listen to his a lot of his whole albums, but nothing was the same. Like, I can listen to that album over and over. I had a little period where I just would have it on repeat while I'm playing the game, just listening to it. But, I mean, his other albums, like, I listen to certain songs off it. I don't listen to the whole albums just because I don't know, bro. But that album, I'm trying to think what's my favorite. I don't even know what's my favorite song on there, bro. Like, and Gary, you don't listen to Drake, right?
No, I just listened to, like, a few singles. I ain't never listened to a whole album in my life. I had nothing was the same, and I listened to maybe like 5 of the songs.
Dang, that's tough. Niggas gonna look at us crazy. A few of us don't really listen to Kendrick. You don't listen to Drake. Niggas gonna be like, dang.
And like with the Beyonce albums, like on your R&B track, my family full of women, bro. I heard Lemonade like 10 times the first week. Back front to back. I didn't have no choice. I heard Lemonade for a week.
Yeah. What number you on, Vontae?
That's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I'm on 6. I'm on 6. The 2 Chainz, like Lou said earlier, like everybody knew. I don't know how many people listened to Titty Boy, but I listened to it, the Player Circle days, then it's like he started getting on features and everybody like, who is this 2 Chainz guy? And then that nigga dropped that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was, bro. And he did, like I said, he needed to deliver, and he did. So, shout out. It's a classic.
And I honestly don't think people thought he could deliver, bro. Like, people was like, oh, I mean, he good to come on a song here and there, but can he deliver a whole album? He did.
All right. That's right.
I tell you, I put Big Sean, Finally Famous. Like, that's when I think that's when I kind of started really just, like, focusing on Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting. Like, what's his last album that he dropped, Lou?
It was an album after that. It was trash. I didn't like it. I know he got a feature with Eminem on there. That was big. But I usually like everything Big Sean dropped. And then when that dropped, this last, I can't even remember the name of the album. I know what the cover looked like, but I just didn't like it, bro.
Sean needs to start putting out more music, leave these hoes alone, bro. That's what it is.
I think that's his girl, bro. I don't know if you want to call her that.
I think they broke Janae up again. Like,
you know, when I say hoes, I don't mean it like that, bro.
Disrespectful. I feel you. I feel you. It's just a friend.
He went through her, Ariana Grande, and then old girl from Glee, the one that went crazy, like the one that's crazy now. Like, I mean, I ain't knocking him, bro, but I just want more music.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you. He dropped them. He dropped them little 2-3 songs, and it felt like okay, the album finna come. But I think what happened is, bro, he didn't get the reception that he wanted from the songs, bro, because. Them songs was trash, bro. He dropped 3 of them things, and I didn't like not a one. That single again, he trying to sing on there. I didn't like none of them, bro. I didn't like them, bro.
And I think you're right about that. I think he put them out there just to get some feelers to see what niggas was, and maybe he going back to the lab.
He needs to. He need to go back and sit there because, again, a lot of niggas clown on Sean, but I like Sean, so hopefully he can come back. Yeah, he can. He got hits. He got classics. So hopefully he can come back, bro.
He I'll let you finish. Class with you know Wale, Drake, Cole, and all them. But I think if he hit the bottom of that,
right. Lyrically, he definitely at the bottom of that. But he got the hits to stick with him. Why you laughing, man?
Because this shit is so true. When it comes to lyrics, nigga, go down.
Nah, he definitely, but again, he got the songs to stick with him. So he got a classic mixtape, Detroit. Shout out to one of the
because he tried to diss Kendrick Detroit multiple times over the years, and it just don't work.
I don't think Sean is legal. Yeah. I think Sean like Drew Brees, like he's dangerous. He just got to catch him at the right time.
Yeah.
You're almost done, though. I think you got 2 more.
I got 3 more.
3 more. But...
Now I put 21 on there, bro. Like I like 21 album. I turn my girl on to 21, bro. Like she be in the car, be like, put on 21. Like a lot, we know about a lot. Then what else on there? My favorite songs, bro. I don't know. I think it's just cause a lot of niggas just didn't really just listen to 21. I think he kind of got personal on the album, bro. Like, I like hearing a song dedicated to his mama, you know, still talking that game.
You got deported.
Oh, yeah, that shit. I ain't know if I was going to see my nigga no more. Thought I was about to go to Brent Simpson some tea with that nigga or something. I don't know, bro. But nah, he still talk that gang shit on there. You know, I'm with my gang like through Gear.
Nigga, what?
Oh man, he don't be want to dry snitch my nigga Gear. I hear shoot niggas and all that. I don't want to dry snitch on my nigga.
Shut up, Tekashi. God damn, Tekashi's rat 9. What the fuck? You get arrested and shit because Avante bitch ass. Shut up.
How many niggas you?
Nah, championships. I don't know. Did you have that on your list?
I did. Yeah, it was an honorable mention. It would have been 11, 12. It was that's the best Meek album from you know one of the best spitters currently. So
I will admit I like Meek Mill mixtapes better than his albums because I bought his very first album. Got 5 tracks in, never finished. All right,
but go ahead. Finish.
His first album is his worst, so you should definitely go back and listen to.
I was so hyped, I've been, you know, I was on that Meek Mill mixtape. Like, oh shit, this mixtape's fire than a bitch. I'm gonna get this album. I got ASAP Rocky album and his album at the same time. I was like, shit. He got
one thing a lot of rappers can't say. First, I mean, obviously he done stuck around the whole decade. It's a bunch of niggas that don't. And then he got one of the biggest songs of all time. So
yep.
And then like I said, I'll finish it out with Cold World.
Classic.
Like I'm saying, bro, like you know, everybody knew about the workout and what was up?
The song with Missy.
Yeah, and on top of my like, yeah, that in the morning was on the radio, bro. But nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. Can't get enough. Dollar in a Dream, bro. I can go back. Mm-hmm. I'm probably gonna listen to it tonight, bro.
That's one of the albums. Me and you. That's back when we had to go buy CDs. I mean, you didn't have to, but it was like we're gonna support. We went out to that little shop in Tyler. It ain't even open no more where they sold the CDs. I forgot what it was called, bro.
Was it Hastings?
Hastings, yo.
Yo.
Who went out and brought that boy? And that's a classic, bro. That's classic.
Vontae putting Cold World style on store was a surprise to me.
See, but that just goes to show you, I had to get that nigga to go listen to it. If I went out there, he would have never listened, bro.
I didn't think Vontae knew nothing about that album, honestly.
Nah, I love
that. It stood out because it was a moment in time. And like I said, bro, like, of course, don't nobody go and buy CDs no more. So we was fresh in the college. We went up there. We bought it together. Like, and we just jammed that boy. And it had jams. And it's a moment in time. Obviously, everybody was waiting on Cole to find. He had mixtapes. He had all that. It was like, all right, here you go, album. And, yeah.
Yeah, that nigga talked to. What was that? What was that song called? Lou? I can't. Let me go look.
Never Told.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, that was yeah. I know you. Like, that was one of your favorite songs because of the snippet in there.
Nah, bro. Like, I'm probably gonna go listen to it tonight, bro.
Yeah. Trey? If y'all ain't listen to that, go listen to that, bro. Go listen to Cole first album.
I just still ain't listen to Big Crit, man. We've been talking about this for 3 years.
It's on Young Trey.
I'm talking to do it off the dome like Lou did.
don't do it.
I don't feel like going back into my app and losing it. I'm gonna say my top four are for sure in order. After that, it gets kind of muddy. But Dark Fantasy, I gotta refer back to Lou. December College Nights. Yeah, he had like all the lights on the radio and another song. I think Monster with Nicki Minaj and Rick Ross. Anyway, when the whole album dropped, I've never heard a complete rap album like that in my life. Like maybe some R&B like Life Jennings or something, but not no rap album, hip hop. So that was crazy. That was my first time just listening to Kanye. I had heard a few songs before here and there, Stronger, but a full Ye album, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then. I think I can come back with.
Who's that, Mona?
Huh?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, I'm
gonna do a podcast.
Take care. the artist of the decade, apparently, and his best album he's ever done. I got to put that in there as my number two. If Dark Fantasy never existed, it would be the best album of the decade for me. But
what's that? What album is that? Oh, okay.
If Dark Fantasy never existed, Take Care would have been the best album of the decade for me, but you know, Kanye, his genius just really came through. I think three, I put Watch the Throne. I'm not sure, but Watch the Throne on there. Kanye and Jay, some of the greatest minds of hip hop, come together and be able to go back and forth. They just went going two bar after two bar. It was like somebody sometimes finished other people's sentences and the way you have to mesh all this stuff and make it and like you said, when Otis dropped, man, it was crazy. Then I think I got a hidden gem. If you're reading this, it's too late. I think it's slept on a little bit. I mean, I do like it got a lot of.
I counted that. I think he I counted that as a mixtape.
Yeah, I did too.
He didn't really.
They said it was an official album. I thought it was a mixtape too, but it's an official album. But I see what you're saying. But man. A lot of jams on there. I mean, like No Skip. That's one of my No Skip albums. I mean, you can listen to it front to back. It's
probably one. I played. What was the
Legend?
No. Running Through the Six.
Was the best part of the album. Like it's crazy.
When the beat break down, bro. Like that was really like one of them K Count moments for me. I played that boy.
I was in clean at the time. I was one of those corny dudes, man. When I about to pull up to the ride through the block and shoot outside, I would fast forward to that part and play that part loud.
Run it, shoot, that was fire, bro.
That's when I was listening to that part for real. But So I guess if you count as a mixtape, I mean, who the Gary?
Gary, he'd be back. Yeah,
it's just kind of a mixtape, but I mean, like, I went back and looked, and it says it's an official album or whatever. But I mean, I think it's a little underrated because of Nothing Was the Same. But that's my third Drake entry. Nothing Was the Same.
That's your fourth, ain't it?
That's not
an order. Because you got three.
It's my third Drake album. I'm not in order no more, though. Yeah. But Northam was saying, I mean, I ain't got too much I can talk about. Everybody done talked about it already. Because I think everybody had it except Gary.
Yeah.
Then Cold World Silent Store is the first time I listened to a few songs on this mixtape, the warm up and stuff. Put me on it, cause I remember. But when Silent Store came out, I bought off iTunes and I listened to it. I was working that summer, front to back a few times. I was like, okay, he became an elite to me right there. A lot of classics on there. Back to J. Cole again. Born Center was a complete type of album for me, like from front to back. Choir sampling, the theme of the song was like a dark gospel kind of theme. I thought it was really creative. Mm-hmm. So, Luke, favorite song on there, the Pastor Kearney Thomas. Hey, God!
Hey, ain't that the nigga that was who y'all used to make fun of in college, wasn't it?
Who else used to watch on YouTube, and then he put him on.
Bro, that was funny. And he was like, "Bro, that's crazy."
My stuff easy because y'all said stuff about each of these albums. Focal Jay-Z, like I said, the Grown Up album, what it meant. Because Holy Grail, I think Timmy put Holy Grail on his top 10. Holy Grail was not a good album, but anyway, he bounced back from that on some different stuff.
You said Magna Carta wasn't a good album?
Magna Carta, Holy Grail was not one of best Jay-Z's best works. So,
no, I was just trying to make sure I heard you.
You wasn't one of his best works, so he bounced back with 444 and was able to defend the allegations, or I guess admit to the allegations and still work it around and still be, you know, one of the greatest of all time. I think he should call the career. I don't think he should make nothing else. Like, watch the throne too, maybe, but after that, I think you're done, man. You can't do nothing else. Where can you go from there, you know? Forest Hills Drive's on there. I gotta put that on there. The thing about Forest Hills Drive, I didn't listen to it when it came out. It was a crazy time in my life. So I listened to it like a couple years later, and I hear random songs on the internet, but I never got a chance to listen to front to back. So I went back and did that the other night, and I was like, I can't leave it off. I was gonna leave it off, but I was like, I can't. There's too many classics and too many single song classics on there. You know, it was crazy.
What album was that? Forest
Hills Drive. I couldn't leave it off.
Okay. Yeah.
Another one that didn't make the list, Views by Drake. I feel like it wasn't a complete album, but it had a lot of one song classics on there. Like, it's Keep the Family Close, Nine, Redemption. Like, it's a lot of one song, but it didn't seem consistent enough. So, that's in my honorable mentions on there. Once they put the Carter Four, I feel Vontae on that. Carter Four had a lot of one song hits. I'm like, out of hate, so special. Yeah, that's not working. But I put Carter Four on there because I feel like for the decade, Carter Five was better than Carter Four. I mean, Carter Four is more nostalgic because it was a longer time ago. But so for what happened with Wayne and Birdman, all that good stuff, him able to hold off on the album for like 5-6 years, a whole presidential term, and still come back and drop it. He snapped on it. He didn't do no I'm Not a Human Being where he just experimented with auto-tune. Like, he really snapped on a lot of the songs. I have to include it on there. But yeah, that's my 10. My few honorable mentions. Loose every set your phone, maybe. My honorable mention. I wanted to put Ye on there so bad, but Ye is only 7 songs. I feel like it wasn't fair. Like, you don't have enough chances to make mistakes. All the songs were really good, but he probably made 30 songs. I'm gonna pick 7, but Ye, it's only 7 songs, but front to back, man, Ye's dope. I mean, that's my last. I didn't listen to Yeezus at all. I didn't care for Yeezus, but he came back with Ye on his I'm Bipolar stuff. It's actually, it really is. Put it on there. If it was a 15 song album, maybe, but I couldn't do that. I'm like y'all with 2 Chainz when it came out based on the true story. I wanted to put it on there, but it couldn't fit for me because it's in the middle of the album, some holes. After, I think, like the 5th, 6th song, I know Kanye Birthday Party, and then it's another song. It's some holes.
extremely blessed. Huh? Extremely blessed, and then that song with Nikki. Yeah, I love them.
It has some holes in it, and I'm Different was decent, but then like it just falls off and it picks back up with Money Machine. I mean, so I was just like, it's not a front to back album for me. Ambition is fine. Ambition started off crazy. Double MGs was a crazy song. Ambition of Crossing and Meek was crazy, but it just had a couple holes in it. Some songs I just didn't care for, you know. Couldn't put it on there. And the way my decade started, literally for music, the way my decade started was 2010, the summer before I came to Tyler, Drake dropped Thank Me Later. I downloaded my laptop. Mm-hmm. It didn't make the list, but it's definitely honorable mention. I mean, that kind of started the whole music era for me. So, but that's my team. Yeah, my team. Done. Done.
So Take Care is your favorite.
No, Dark Fantasy is that. Dark Fantasy is the for everybody. I don't care if you listen. Dude took like 50 people up to like the mountains of Ohio or something like that and put a sign on the door and said check your ego at the door, and all the lights had like 20 people on it. Had Charlie Wilson and Elton John and Rihanna. It was just the whole thing of the whole story behind it. It'll never happen again. It'll never happen again. Dark Fantasy is the album of the year. I'm speaking for everybody. I don't care if I tell this foot or not. It's the album of the year. So decade, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So
Yeah. All in all, I think it was a good decade. I think it was a bunch of good music that dropped.
That's what I like. If J. Cole broke out, you know, Wale, 2 Chainz, it was a breakout decade. People started this decade, you know. I feel like.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake. Yeah. So far gone, but his album. Yeah, it's maybe when we look into 2020 and who's gonna carry the torch on it, like the baby. I mean, who's gonna be?
It looks so tough because it's like, who comes? Like, okay, like after what was I finna say? Like after Nas and Jay Nim, it was like, okay, right. Who's gonna come? And then Wayne came. And Wayne was there. 50 was there. And it's like, okay, Wayne, 50, cool. That's cool. Eminem is there. Okay, that's cool. Who gonna be next wave? Then out of nowhere, Jay signed J. Cole after him trying to get him to sign him for years. And then Drake, and then Wayne co-signed Drake after he put out, you know, the comeback season. Then he gets the Wayne co-signed, the Jay Prince co-signed, all that. And he turned out to be fire. So then and then Wale come, and then Kendrick come out of nowhere repping the West Coast. Who is this rapping nigga from the West Coast? And then it's like, oh,
I still gotta mention Big Sean being found. I mean, Big Sean's in there tomorrow.
Right. And then the nigga from Detroit come with this boy, and I do it. And then it's like, okay, this nigga kind of fire too. Like, he can make good songs too. Like, where this nigga come from? And then, I mean, even Nikki. Nikki was right there to hold down the women.
Surprise, because she's a woman, definitely.
Right, and even with that, like, the women actually have people now. They got Cardi now, they got Megan now. So it's like, okay, they got niggas who can pick up the torch and take it on. I feel like the men is just like a bunch of niggas who I'm like, these niggas not, they're not going to be solidified. Right. I think 10 years from now, like, it's hard to last 10 years. Like, that's not easy. Like, Cole and Drake, these niggas make it look easy, but it's not at all. So, are these niggas going to be able to stick around? I don't see it. Like, I mean, you got, like, just a bunch of, like, you got the Futures, you got Young Thug, you got, it's just like a bunch of random niggas. So, it's like, after Cole and them, I'm sure somebody will come, but we don't see them yet. Right. But it's like, we don't see them. And it's I feel like there's a bunch of people there, though. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, we don't see them. We don't see the number to come, but it's a bunch of people who rap it. And it's like, these niggas ain't enough, though. These niggas ain't it.
Yeah. I just don't see me eventually bumping the baby in 2020. I don't think he's the kind of rapper. I mean, maybe.
Right. Like, who's to say?
21 stays on the same course. I don't know.
And I feel like it's harder when you don't have substance in your music. It's hard to stick around. When you just make the songs for the moment, it's like, okay, you're going to have a hit, but is it going to last? Is the baby in 2030 going to be dropping jams like this? I don't see it, because where's the substance? You rap about the same stuff. Like, and again, I know a lot of people rap about the same, like Drake kind of rap about the same stuff, but he do it in ways that make hits. So it's like, and then you got like Kendrick and Cole who branch out and talk about black people and money and tell the rappers how to do this. And they got different stuff they rap about. It's like, who else is under that? Like that new nigga YBN Cordae, I mean, he kind of rap like Cole, but again, are you niggas gonna be around? Like Meek, Cole, Wale, like Big Sean, like these niggas done found a niche and they still here. I don't know if these other niggas gonna be here, bro.
Even
I
like
don't know
that does rap with some kind of stuff like Chance the Rapper. I don't think he's hanging on like he's supposed to. I think he's
no, his last album, everybody trashed it. Like his debut, and niggas trashed it. Like he's too corny. Drake corny, cover it up.
I want to take away, and I knew it was gonna happen. I predicted, which it makes sense. In the 2000s, everybody would have T.I. on the list somewhere. He didn't make this list because it's hard to last that long. It really is. He didn't even make this decade at all. Nobody's list. So,
right. But he's still around. T.I. even had a couple albums that dropped this.
It just wasn't, it wasn't a decade type album, but it was decent. I'm just...
Who was? What'd you say?
Huh?
What album you said? Yep, Don Travel Straight. And then he had the other one. Ah, it's going to make me mad because I can't think of it. But it was like 2014.
No Mediocre on it or whatever.
Yep, that one.
When he was trying to put the white girl on.
And like I mentioned, Jeezy is one of my album mentions. Seen It All. That had classics that he just didn't make it. So even niggas like that, they still around. They still here again because they got substance.
Yeah.
Niggas can't stick around like that. So I don't know. I don't see him.
But maybe we'll be surprised like last generation was. Because you like... I mean, literally, Drake popped up out of nowhere. Like, this nigga's comeback season was whack. Like, nigga was not... It wasn't just all that, you know. So Far Gone was right. Okay, I see you got your own music, you got your own style, got your own flow, your producer 40 helped you, but so comeback season, I can't listen to it. It's terrible to me, so...
And the craziest thing, a lot of these niggas come from Atlanta, but then, like, the big niggas who we was just mentioning came from random places, like Drake, Toronto, Big Sean, Detroit, nigga, Cold, South, North Carolina, Crip, Mississippi. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now it's like everybody sitting around Atlanta, like, okay, we need niggas from somewhere else to pop up, but... Niggas ain't coming, bro.
I forgot to mention when y'all talk about mixtapes. If and I gotta give credit to Lou on this. If Return of Forever was an album, it would make the list, but it was a mixtape. But that's my favorite big Crit project of all time. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of mixtapes, I'm gonna name off some that I would have put. I gotta make sure classics of the decade. Detroit from Big Sean, classic. Vontae know about it. Summertime Shootouts from Fabulous, Soul Tapes 1, 2, and 3 from Fabulous. No, like again, we were talking mixtapes. One of those would have been in my top five because they fire all of them. Shout out to Fabulous for them. Good music, bro. Even niggas like that, nigga. Fabulous been here since 1999, bro. He's still dropping music. It's gonna be 2020. Like niggas don't stick around like that. That is difficult. Yeah. That is difficult. Niggas don't stick around like that. Then I got Friday Night Lights and the Warm Up from Cole. Crit was here. Return of Forever. It's Better This Way. Forever in the Day. King Remember the Time. Like, that's five mixtapes that should be albums. Like, I wish Crit would have did these as albums and pushed them, but he didn't really have that backing from Def Jam. So that's why Crit is so frustrating, because it's like, he should be more popular, bro, but... He's not, and it's frustrating, but at the same time, it's cool to have a nigga like that ain't just flamboyant and out there. He just do what he do and don't worry about the glory from it. It's just for the love, you know what I'm saying? And then we'll wish me well too from Lucci, and then Luka Brasi too from like, bro, both of them was just classics. Like, and I'm sure we missing a bunch of mixtapes and albums, but it's been 10 years. Like, that's I tried my hardest to go back and make sure I tried to find everything, but I know I'm missing some. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What you say, Trey?
Somebody breaking up.
Nah, well, I was saying what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. I was saying you didn't mention any Wayne mixtape. I can't remember which one it was.
And then, bro, I thought about that. I was like, bro, Wayne mixtape. So, like, No Ceilings dropped October 2009.
It missed a cut. That's
I'm not going right. Yeah, I'm not going to count it, but if somebody did, it'd be hard to argue. So you got No Ceilings. Then you got Dedication 4 and 5. Great. Dedication 3, too, right? When did Dedication 3 come out?
I forgot. 09, probably.
No.
I know 4 and 5 came out recently. So you got Dedication 4, at least. Dedication 5, Dedication 6. I liked all of them. Then you got No Ceilings 09. Then you got No Ceilings 2. I liked it. Then you definitely got Sorry for the Wait. That came out like 11. That definitely came out 11. And then you got Sorry for the Wait 2. That came out like 14. Like, Wayne got some mixtapes in there. It's like, bro, like, it's so much music. You forget that Wayne dropped some fire in this time because everybody was just waiting on Carter 5. But during the time, he dropped some fire. Nigga, like, and niggas forget about that. Then you got that too. Big ass chopper calling me Beyonce. This for my dogs. Ride around all day. Money, power, respect. Three the hard way. I put some real niggas on their feet, boy. So they'll do anything with me, boy. Classic, bro. Classic. I'm trying to like run through my head and think of something before we get off, but it's like, dang, it's so much. I named the ones that I could think of.
I mean, I'm sure we could come up with some more.
Yep, and it's gonna hit us. It's gonna be like, dang, I forgot that one, bro.
Yeah.
Anything else y'all want to mention before we jump off of here? Cowboys trash.
Update from Bleacher Report that Jason gonna meet with the Joneses again.
Oh shit!
Like, bro,
go home.
Yeah. Get Jason. This is why, like, you do not like. I think Bill take it overboard, but like, you're not supposed to draw like a connection because then it clouds your judgment from when you got to make a business move. And this is about business. Like, I feel like Jerry is trying to convince himself of reasons he should keep Jason moving on. You know what I'm saying?
I think Bill go overboard. Like, I don't like nobody.
Yeah, Bill like, yeah, Tom is my quarterback, and yeah, he's a quarterback. He's like, bro, y'all been together 20 years. You should be, like, y'all should be cool as hell. Like, this nigga, like, y'all done won, y'all done been to 9 Super Bowls together. Like, y'all should be cool. You push this nigga away like he up. Exactly. Like, Jason been there 10 years, and Jerry treat this nigga like he one of his sons. Like, so, again, I think Bill go overboard, but that's how you got to be because there's going to come a point in time where you got to move on.
Yeah, I agree.
Tom Brady, free agent at the end of the season. That's topic for another day.
Now Jason, again, I mean, Jerry trying to convince himself of, well, maybe, I mean, we went 8-8, we won the last couple of like, should he stay? We won like 2 of the last 3. Like, no, nigga, it's over. Like, move on. Like, I'm getting to the point where, I mean, I see people say it all the time. Like, we're not going to be good again
till Jones died.
And it's like, I don't want to believe that, but it's like, bro, like, is that true? Because it's like, nigga, we can't get nothing. We have a good season, and then we don't go to the championship, and then we have trash seasons. Like, we're not the Bengals or nothing. We're not going to go 2-14, but it's even more frustrating when you have the talent. If you didn't have the talent, it would be like, cool, we garbage, nigga. Like, it don't matter. Who cares? We have the talent. Yeah, exactly. Like, Monroe, like, it's like, okay, bro, like, we don't have nothing. It's trash. I expect it. Nigga, we have talent, so it's like, bro, what is the problem? Bro, we had kidnapped Matt Castle. We had Kellen Moore. Nah, I don't think Kellen was there.
Yeah, Colt McCoy, did you?
Maybe he was. Nah, Colt, he was still with the Redskins. That's funny. But yeah, bro, like, it's just frustrating, bro. I try not to even think about the Cowboys because it's just frustrating, bro. Bro, Lakers got to come through. I need a ring, bro. I ain't been able to celebrate since 2010. And that feels spoiled because I know some niggas who ain't never seen a ring, but it's like, dang, bro, I wanna feel that winning again, bro. Like, I missed that.
Patriots won last year. I'm like, bro, we don't have to win no more. But now we got to, because if you lose, I'm gonna be the dirt of everybody's jokes. So I'm like, we gotta win. But like, Tom,
eventually the winning gonna stop.
Eventually, I know. Yeah. So
according to Vontae, it stopped this yep. Saturday.
Yo,
book it.
Hey, what's up? What's the wager on that game, though?
Nah, I ain't that confident. They still got 10 of you.
What's the score going to be?
I mean, I see something like 24 to 21.
I say 21-10 Patriots. I feel like we handle them decisively.
And hold them to 10 points? Ugh. Yeah.
I think Bill Belichick and I think them get broken down. They get chastised for the Dolphins loss. I think everybody on their toes. I mean, everybody on their toes.
I should pick. I'm gonna just say this: it's gonna be tough. I can see it going either way. It ain't like a back in the day where it's going. I think it could be a very good game, and the Titans could come out with it, and I wouldn't be totally shocked. It would be shocking because the Patriots. It's the playoffs. Like, it feel like the Patriots never lose, but obviously them niggas went 10 years without winning the ring, but now I feel like, dang, these niggas don't lose, but it can happen, bro. It can happen. I got the Texans and the Bills. I got the Texans just because of Deshaun. I think the Bills are a better team, but Deshaun is magical.
I'm rooting for the Bills. Cool.
I think the Bills
gonna
win.
You rooting for the Bills? Both of y'all, and then who else? Who else in the AFC? Chiefs? I mean, not Chiefs. Oh, Patriots and Titans, and then NFC Cowboys, is who?
I mean, Eagles.
Relax, Eagles, Seahawks, and then who are Saints, Vikings?
I think Aaron Rodgers. Relax.
I got the Saints. And I got the Seahawks.
It's gonna be weird for me to watch a wild card game, like Patriots wild card game. It's gonna be weird. I ain't gonna lie.
Who y'all got NFC?
I got Seahawks. And who the Saints play?
Vikings, yeah, Saints.
I'm going. They gonna find their revenge. I'm going Saints.
Yeah, probably. The Saints. I think the Seahawks. I think the Vikings gonna make it much closer than people think, though.
I just feel like the most. I'm not saying the best, but the most dangerous. I mean, like, dangerous person to play off with Drew Brees. I don't want him in the playoffs. I want somebody to eliminate him because I don't want to. No. I don't like Drew Brees. I just feel like one day he's gonna walk in and be like, you know what? I feel like throwing for 489 yards and 4 touchdowns in the first half. I just don't like that. I don't like. I don't.
Yeah. Real quick, if the Rockets trade Russ, how you gonna feel, Vontae? All this capping you've been doing for him. Oh.
Russ not top of him.
Y'all not gonna trade him? Russ not top. LGTV, man. I think that's it, man. Definitely wrap up.
Till next time.
Back at it next week.
Till next time. 46 minute podcast. Well, I disconnected and came back. So
It's an hour. It's an hour 30. Exactly.
Hour 30. Special long edition. Finest Gary. It would have been 3 hours, but you know.
Lou.
All
right. We out of here.
Gary. LGTV. Holla. It's your boy, man.